Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
If that was all we did today, we'll be fine. We'll be fine, I tell you. Because we are not actually praising him enough. Hallelujah. We are not praising. You think you are praising him enough, you have not started. There are people in heaven, they do that every time. Let me not say 24 hours because they don't have time there. The moment you think you have seen everything about God, it will show you another side. You will realize you don't know him. Genesis chapter 2. Verse 5. Now, I want you to pay attention. Now, I want us to read this verse together. Then I'll just teach for a few minutes. One to go. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Please sit for a few minutes. Now, this is part 5 of the message, Let them have dominion. Again, dominion is your God-given mandate. Dominion has no respect for age. It has no knowledge of class. When a man fulfills the conditions that permit the heavens to look in his direction, God allocates grace. That grace is the ability to live above the normal life in that department. Now, there's something I want to show us here. When the Lord made man, the Lord put him in the garden. I want you to look at the same Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15 to 18. I'll read very quickly. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress and to keep it. Now, please stop there and let me quickly address something. God didn't make man in the Garden of Eden. Hello? God didn't make man in the Garden of Eden. God made man in Eden. Then when he created him, he now put him in the Garden of Eden. Can you see it there? Can you see it in that verse? God put the man into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. So he was put there for assignment. He was put there for ministry. But man himself was not made in the Garden of Eden. He was made in Eden because Eden is a place. It's like saying Maryland. But in Maryland, there is a garden. Your assignment is not usually far from where you are made. I say your assignment. The making there, I'm speaking about that stage of your life where you realize who you are. Not when you are trying to be everybody. When you finally realize that before I was formed in my mother's womb, I have been separated as a prophet. The day that realization comes, your ministry is not far away. So the Lord put man in the garden to dress it and keep it. Verse 16. And the Lord commanded the man and said, the word the man there is Adam or Adama. I have some of my friends from Kogi State. They bear Adama. I think it's Kogi. Adama. Yeah. So Adama means man. Means mankind. A race of men. Saying, of every tree of this garden you may freely eat. Next verse. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest of it, you shall surely die. Verse 18. And the Lord said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make him what? An help. That is what? Meat for him, suitable. So you may have that brother who is disturbing you. He may be a help. He may be giving you money. He may be dropping you at the office every morning. But is he meat? Is he suitable? I know he's a help. But is he suitable? So you answer that question. I'm not trying to answer that. I already have the answer. The doctrine of dominion is foundational in the Christian faith. That's why you notice that everywhere God's word tries to gain ascendancy, there is always contention, there is always conflict. That's why you find that the first thing God gave to man was power, dominion. Whether you are in the office, whether you are in your home, he gave power. When Jesus came, he said, behold, Luke 10:19, behold, I give you power over every scorpion, snakes and scorpions, and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. God put man in the garden. Did man needed to create gold? Did he need to look for food outside the garden? Did man have any reason to go outside the garden looking for something that was not missing? Everywhere God puts you, he has allocated resources, he has allocated people, he has allocated money, he has allocated all kinds of resources in the garden, in that place of assignment that he has put you. The question is, where is your garden of Eden? Let me ask your neighbor, where is your garden? Now, they don't believe. Let me ask them, what's your garden? Now, ask them, where is your garden? The scripture says in the book of Proverbs, he said, the wise woman, she locates a field and she what? She buys it. Is it possible that the reason why you have not found that place of influence that God has given to you is because you are not willing to pay a price for it? That's for another day. In that garden, God was there. Adam was there. His wife was there. Gold was there. Diamond was there. Food was there. Resource was there. But can I ask you a question? God put gold in the garden. Did he refine it for Adam? There was a river that flowed with gold. Did God refine it for Adam? So, is it possible that you are where you are because you are waiting for somebody to come and refine? God, you brought me here. Marry him for me. You brought me here. Help me convince her that she is my wife. If you don't change that trouser you have been wearing for the last 300 years, and this belt that you raise your belt is always at the center of your stomach, and you wear that Panama hat, you will never get married. She may love you, but brother, I got to be honest with you. You will not make progress like this. There is something called refinement. Come on, say amen. There is something called refinement. How you look, is your responsibility. There are some ladies in way back, when I was on campus, when they wake up in the morning, we all live in the same hostel. You can't look at them twice. You can't look at them twice. They don't. Let me not tell you what they look like. But you can't look at them twice. You just, good morning, and you move on. But by the time they finish dressing up, and use their, in those days, it was just powder. Powder, wet lips, or what's that thing? Lip gloss. And they use it and come out. You'll be shouting, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Because there's a transformation. If God puts you in your garden, but you lack the requisite wisdom for refinement, you will stay in the stone age, regardless of what God said. I'm talking to you about dominion. Whoever gets refining right claims the land. You want to be a writer? You want to be a publisher? You will keep writing and writing and writing and writing and writing till your pen becomes an extension of yourself. It's not the first book that will go on Amazon. It might even be on Amazon and nobody's buying. So, that you put your book there don't mean nothing. I won't buy. So there's a place for refinement that plays a major role in the subject of dominion. Why do we write professional exams? Do you understand? Why are we not speaking in tongues? And then we just realize that we have an ICANN certificate in front of us. You went to school. You did 5 years plus X. Now, if you went to a private school, don't just look the other direction. But most of us who went to normal schools, the real schools, we didn't know when we graduate. We only know the day we resume. That is laughing. So people continue to ask you, so what level are you now? What level are you? Because the last time we've been on strike for 2 years. There was a time we fought our governor and we carry placard. And I was part of them. You may not know that song, but don't worry. It means we will send this man back home. We were so angry with the governor. We took placards. We sang songs. The governor sat in his house and with the signature of the pen, shut the school down. Then we brought ourselves together. I said, let's go and beg this man. The man said, you are my children. You didn't offend me, but the school is still closed. 1 year, my brethren, when my friends who were in covenant were preparing to go for NYC, 1 year plus, by the time all of us came back to school, we were calm. When can we write exam? You will pay this fine for breaking burning beauty. Say, we'll pay. How much did we fight for? 4,000 naira. I'm not joking. My school fees was 4,000 in the university. We fought that we cannot pay. We fought. Now, how much did you buy for this morning? Now you go to the station with after queuing up, you buy fuel. Please, that 4,000, I beg you. How many liters will you buy? That was why somebody like myself went to fight. If only I knew that 4,000 will not mean anything 20 years after. That even my own son has 4,000 now. 4,000 in his account, he has. But you could not blame me. My mom is not a rich. You know, so we are fighting for our right, according to us. But one man with a stroke of dominion pen. You see this one, that pen. He didn't dance. He didn't carry placard. He just signed. And the school shut down. Do you know that what God promised you are cities and nations. You. God didn't promise you that company. Do you know that every gift that God put in your life, the reward system for that gift is a nation? Our Lord told us a parable where he called together his servants, gave one 5 talents. Come on, are you with me now? He gave one 3. He gave one, the last person, 1. Do you know this story? By the time he came back, the first person came. I'm talking about dominion here. The reward system for dominion is cities and nations. Nobody gets into the nation without having passed the test of fruitfulness. Are you hearing me? You must be fruitful before you can multiply. Come on. I said you must be fruitful. You must have shown capacity to bear fruit. They put you in a particular spot, in a particular department, in your office, in a particular department, in your marriage. You must show capacity to bear fruit before God will say, begin to multiply. Because if you cannot bear fruit, you are barren. And they say multiply. What do you multiply? Barrenness. When the Lord came, he said, and when he comes on that day, he will not allow any of us to sink. Because some of us, we can bribe God with our singing. Before he says, who is there? Says, David. David will just come. You are good. Hey, stop. You're a crook. Stop. I gave you 7 talents. I gave you the ability to write. I gave you the ability to proofread. I gave you the ability to study to any level. I gave you an understanding of science and medicine. I gave you an unusual ability for solving calculations and complex things. Yeah, what do you do with it? Say, like, that gift is not really okay. That gift, it's not okay. Go and call Joseph. Hey, brother Joseph, how are you, sir? How many talent did I give you? He said, Baba, you know, said to me, you gave me dream and interpretation. Say, only? I thought I gave you ability to rule. Say, no. He said, I should be dreaming. So I only have to, the only way for my gift to manifest is for me to sleep. Sorry, where's that boy that said I gave him 7? Now what I gave him is not good. See, I gave you the ability to proofread and identify errors in documents. I gave you the ability to learn any language if you wanted to. Okay. Call the other one. You, how many did I give you? Say 5. What do you have there? Say, I have extra 5. Then the Lord established in that story that the expectation on anything he gives you is 100%. So you are not trying to guess what God wants. If God gives you a talent, or he gives you an ability, or gives you a particular anointing, or gives you a particular gifting, he wants you to steward it and give him exactly 1 more of that thing. Not 2, not 3. If you give him more than 2, you are excellent. God, through his parables, already told us his expectation. What was the talent he gave those people? Did the Bible tell us? The Bible only said he gave them 5 talents. That 5 talents has a monetary equivalent. Are you with me now? Am I very clear at the back? That talent is like giving you coins, but it has monetary value. It's like saying, I give, as I'm going, you take 100,000 or 50,000, you take 30,000, you take 10,000. That's what happened. So, what did he say when he was going? He said, occupy till I come. The word occupy there means do business. Say amen. Do business. Stand in your ministry. Use this gifting. Multiply. Be fruitful. Be blessed. You cannot be blessing outside the context of a gift. The gift of Adam was leadership. The ability to organize and put things in place and name structures and set up systems. But Adam was not a good trainer. And that was where Satan waited for him. Because his wife was not fully informed. And that was where Satan got him. It's not just good enough for you to be smart and know where you are going. Who you travel with is equally as important. Make no apologies for who you allow to work with you. I love you, but maybe we are just good as boyfriend, girlfriend. But talk about this wife thing or husband thing. No. Because love is never enough. Come on, are you still here? That man that had 5 talents, God asked him, what did you come here with? It was a day of reward. There is a day in the day of God that is known as the day of reward. That day of reward may not be a day that God gathers everybody. It will be a day God says, I've seen your faithfulness. Oh yeah, 10 cities. From being a local champion, God said, give him 10 cities. Those 10 cities may not have known him before that day. He could have been traveling along that one of those cities before and nobody gave him water. All of a sudden, there will be an announcement. The new king of 10 cities, Decapolis, is Pastor David. Say amen. You just move your business to 10 nations. Your amen is too weak. Oh. If your name is David prophetically, you can say amen. I said God just moved your influence to 10 nations. Listen, you cannot understand the dominion mandate if you are thinking local. God, if God speaks universal language to a local champion, the man we have, system shut down. So before God talks, he will first expand your capacity to see that no matter how old you are and where you find yourself, there is nothing too difficult for him. He can lift you up like from the dung hill, like a beggar, and make you a prince in one day. But it depends on your gift. Joseph didn't rise in isolation. There was a cause. There was a reason for his lifting. He said, oh, for you have been faithful in that which is little. Now, I will give you that which is material. 10 cities. Then the other guy came with 3. Master, you gave me 3 talents. You gave me the ability to prophesy. You gave me the ability to pray and intercede. And you gave me the ability to preach. Okay, what did that bring to the kingdom? I brought 3 extra people. I was able to raise other men who could walk in that same anointing. Okay, good. Come into the word of your father. 6 cities. There was a particular guy, Brother Emafidon. They gave him 1 talent. But Emafidon was angry because he felt he had the same capacity as the brother who had 5. But it is God that calleth and giveth as he wills. You can fast and pray. You cannot change God's mind. Hey, say amen. I say you can fast and pray, but you cannot change God's mind. The reason why you are the way you are and the reason why I'm the way I am is so that this world will not be a boring place. If everybody is like me, all the fish sellers, all the fish sellers in Nigeria, they will not make profit. They will run at a serious loss. Many of the fishes will be naming their children after me because the reason why they are alive is because nobody is eating them. It's a serious matter. There are only some kind of films I like to watch. So if you are wasting your time doing some kind of films, you are already at a loss. If everybody is like me. So God allows some people to be like Loretta. So no matter the holiness you preach, Loretta is in a particular way. God made some people to be like Brotokwe. No matter what you say, he's who he is. He can't change. He can only change within the context of his own reality. He can make adjustment, but within his own circumference. No matter what you say, no matter how much you pray, you may never write as much as Busayo or Lillian. You have been configured in a particular way. Your gift is not a stranger to you. Instead of wasting your time and deceiving yourself and saying you are praying, get to work. Get to work. People are using prayer to deceive themselves. Come on, are you hearing me now? There is a prayer dimension of your gift, but there is a work dimension. Nothing happens to you until you get to work. What prayer does is to give you the wisdom and the revelation on how to go about it. That's if you don't want to do money ritual. Come on, are you hearing me? A lot of us, we have received the grace to do more than we are doing now. But we are waiting for new year. So we can say, let's hope that this year. This open business, we are hoping that the government, you are waiting to read budget. That want to hear what the president will say. As if you think your name is on Nigerian database. Nigeria does not have any database where they have names of all their citizens. They don't have. So you may not even be a Nigerian. You may be a Cameroonian. Better open your eyes. Now, in case you don't understand what I'm saying, let me give you a brief analysis. This year's budget. Say budget. The one that they read tells us that if Nigeria sells a barrel of crude oil and makes $100 as profit, are you with me? The budget of this country, 93 naira out of that 100 naira will be used to pay for the money we are owing World Bank and different... Some of us, we borrow. It's the anointing we brought from heaven. We borrow. Some people can beg for money from a dead man. It's a bad habit. They have it. Some even have it. They will still go and beg. Say I have dominion. You open your mouth and say, you don't have dominion. Stop begging. When I was living at Aja, I rented an apartment. So I wanted to cut yam in my first food in that house. So I bought yam. I now brought out the stove, brought everything. This is the yam, this is the pot. I say, no knife. So I went to one shop there. I said, madam, please, do you sell kitchen knife? She looked at me and said, this one is a bachelor. She called her son. Chukwebuka, go and bring knife from inside the house. The boy brought a very new, neat knife. Then I said, how much? She said, no. don't come and die here. We are still looking for people to come to this community so that you will not run away. I said, thank you. I said, how do I get water to bath here? Since you have given me knife, do you have maggi? Do you have curry? That man was my customer till I left. There was a particular brother Imafidon. When they called him to come and give his testimony, just one talent. The guy came. He said, I don't even know why we are having this meeting. Everybody knows, including those ones that you are promoting, that you are a wicked man. Hey! Michael, Gabriel, are you looking? In my former church, they say, Urel, call everybody. This boy, they abuse me. See, you're a wicked man. You like to reap where you did not sow. Some of you like saying your mind in the office. The office is not where to say your mind. It's where to keep it. Because what you are saying may be the truth, but they now use biro, not pencil, to biro to write your name. This one is going. Before it was in pencil. Now they now use biro that. Even if God come down, he's going. Brother Emafido. He started talking. His boys were hailing him. Talk, talk, talk. Your money, I didn't spend it. Oh, you think I'm like you? I kept it. And God spoke. You knew that I was a wicked man, but you have been living in my house. You knew I was a wicked man. You are eating my food. When last did you pay rent? You use my anointing and my power to popularize and make yourself big. You are now telling me that my money is there. I should go and carry it. You kept it under the pillow. But you like free things. Say, pick him. Because knowledge is not always power. I said knowledge is not always power. But power has only one DNA. Power. They picked the guy. There was something Jesus did in that story that surprised me. He took that one talent. He didn't give it to this guy who had second position. Are you see here? He said that guy that already had 10 cities had one more, 11. In my mind, I was like, Baba, why don't you encourage this guy that got a second position? He said, no. I reward effort. I reward result. I reward outcome. I reward attitude. Even after God gave that man 10 cities, the man did not behave like he earned it. That's why I like watching all those Korean films. No matter how you say, she. That's yes, yes. Master. Let me kill myself for my master. You should try it. Jesus did not say, let us encourage that. We are in the moment of reward. It is what you have done we will talk about. I'm talking about dominion here. Are you with me? Some of you have written books that God meant to use in sending your name all over the world. You kept it on that flash drive. The flash drive will soon get missing. It will get missing. You will be crying. But write the book like that. Grow through the process. When you publish that book, you will be the only one to buy the first one. Nobody else will buy it. A day is coming. And I go, Allah, my name. So, just wait. But you make sure you keep walking. I was sharing with the pastors yesterday. When we finished prophetic conference last month, 2 days prophetic conference that I preached with Pastor Ayo and Reverend Austin. 15 people called Pastor Ayo from the UK, Burkina Faso, Ghana, Sierra Leone, US, Germany. And they were asking, who is this person? Who is this person? Say, does he know Apostle Arume? They say, he said they are friends. That they have never heard it, prophetic giftings being taught in a simplified form. That does he come to the UK? When is he coming? Pastor, I said, don't worry, very soon I'm sending him to you. Just make sure you keep walking. You can only get better when you walk, not when you tell stories. Prayer time is prayer time. Walk time is walk time. If you are not a pastor, why are you praying 24 hours? That's our own work. And if you think it's easy, come and join us. I don't know if somebody is listening to me. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 5, it said, the Lord did not allow it to rain Because there was no man to till the ground. Please understand that straight statement. The Lord did not permit it. He did not permit the dew of heaven. He did not permit the outpouring of the Spirit. He did not permit the blessing of heaven to come upon your land, upon your ministry, upon your garden, upon Eden, upon that ability, upon your... He did not permit it because there is no one to steward it. The word till is the same word as walk. To walk the land. The Lord did not permit the rain of heaven to come upon your family because there was no man to intercede. The word till is the word work. It is the word service. You have to be a servant of that gift. You must steward it. You must steward it before you can master it. You must go through the ropes. You are starting a company. Don't go and employ 3 people to be working for you. Do the work yourself first. So that the day that boy or that girl decides, I will not come to work today, I will punish my God, they will just realize that I was doing it before I employ you. Somebody is selling water. You have a deep freezer somewhere. You don't even know how to put sachet water. You don't know how to defrost your freezer. You don't know how to get it out of the freezer when the... You know, you don't even understand. You just tell, Emeka, yeah. Cynthia, yeah. Why are you sitting down there? Move to the... I don't like lazy people. You are the number one lazy... Say, I need to recruit 2 more people. No, you need to join those that are working. He said, God did not permit rain to come upon the land because there was no man. So God himself did not allow himself to be seduced. He waited till there was room for a man. He waited till there was room for Busayo. He waited till there was room for AY. He waited till there was room for IK. He waited till he saw that IK was ready to enter the field and play. Then he made room for that impartation, that grace. You now get to the department and people say, wow, she's so smart. No, it's because you are finally available. The word till is also the same word as management. The same word as what? Yes. Tell your neighbor, if you are a manager, manage well. If you are a cook, cook well. You are not preaching, no. If you are a wife, wife well. If you are a leader, lead well. Now tell your neighbor, if you are a Nigerian police officer, don't shoot me. Don't shoot me. I have to beg. Please don't shoot me. The word management is the bridge between your prophecy and the manifestation. The ability to manage. Oh my God. Let me give you a definition for management. Let me give you a definition. Management is the proper... Please write this down. Management is the proper and judicious use of another person's property and resources. Management is the proper and judicious use of another person's property and resources for the purpose for which they have been delegated. For the purpose for which they have been delegated, with the view to producing expected value back to the person. Management is the proper and judicious use of another person's property and resources for the purpose for which they were delegated, with a view to producing the expected value back to the person. So, in management, God allows you, He loans you His gift. God gives you the ability to be a wife. God gives you the ability to be a scientist. God loans you His wisdom. He loans you certain abilities so that you can judiciously deploy that ability for profit to the one who gave it to you. So all those things you think you can do, some of you, you can sell sand to somebody who is a... You can sell... Let me put it this way. You can sell sand to Sandman. You can sell sand to Sandman. And you say, oh, it's quality, it's quality. And he will buy it. But you don't see it as an ability. You are looking for work. The government has already announced that there's no work again. That there's no work again. Don't pray. Don't fast. No work. So your university education must become useful for business. Say for business. Aha. The word management is the key between your prophecy and the manifestation. Your ability to take limited resources, steward it, till it becomes, you know, something more. If you go to the market and you make 10 naira, you don't buy popcorn to celebrate. You add that 10 naira back into the business. You can be doing it for 1 year, 2 years, and then one day you are able to expand. Because of the way you stewarded that skill. If David comes to you and says, how much do you need for this your business? You can tell him because you have been stewarding that thing for like 6 months. You've seen the growth pattern. There are people here that have businesses, they don't have an Excel that captures everything they have been doing. They are waiting for God. It's God that will type profit and loss. It's like you made 3 naira today. Oh yeah, I've written it for you. Then the day you didn't make money, you're angry. You throw away the laptop. Dominion is not an accident. God does not make mistake with who He gives dominion to. God looks at your life. He looks at the way you order your steps. He looks at the way you manage your expenses. You are earning 50,000. You have three SIM cards. Who is looking for you? There are people that have 5. Oh, they are laughing. You must be a good steward of resources. You must be a good manager of time. You must be a good manager of relationships. Don't waste time with people that you keep telling the same to over and over again and they never listen. The moment I tell you something and you don't hear, I will stop talking. I'll start watching you. The moment you raise the standard on excellence over your life, every lesser thing will begin to drop. If you get into the presence of Bishop Oyedepo today, you have 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Do you know how they take offering in Canaan land? 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Now, if they ask you to come and take offering in Canaan land, you start preaching. Look, the Bible says everything, if you like, preach Genesis to Revelation. You have 5 minutes. After that, they get you out of the place. Why don't you ask, sir, how do you take offering of over 100,000 people in 5 minutes? Instead of binding and losing. Or shouting that thief came, stole offering. Do you understand? Somebody knows it. Go to them and ask. You say, Father, you will reveal it. I will not reveal it. Go and ask. Go and ask Taiwo how to do it. Because God reveals His will in men and gives us wisdom through men. Somebody preaches 4 or 5 services and he doesn't collapse. So you go and ask, sir, how are you doing it? Management. Judicious management of time, judicious management of resources, judicious management of relationships, judicious management of skill. How do you manage your skill? By getting better. We are not poor in Nigeria because of our government. We are poor in Nigeria because of management. If you heard, I'll say, I hear you. There are people in this country who are making millions right now. I know a particular brother who makes 70 something thousand every week. He only works 2 hours a day. How many hours? So instead of beefing him, why don't you humble yourself and say, please, can you show me? Instead of arguing Greek or Hebrew, you don't know you're anointed. Let money enter your hand. Then the way you praise God will change. See, I just love praises. I love praise and worship. But now it's only demon you are seeing. But it's because there's no money. Tell your neighbor, management. The key to dominion. Tell your neighbor, management. The key to dominion. God will not entrust anything to you if what he has given you before now, you are careless with it. Do you understand? So, go and look at your life. Bring out your wardrobe. All those plates that you put, you put them in a box that our parents kept on top of the wardrobe that we only bring down on Christmas Day. Go and bring them down. We will use it to start your catering business. Say amen. You want to go and buy plate? We will not buy. Is that one in mama's house we will carry? There are people here saying they don't have money, they don't have job. But they know how to iron. They know how to iron shirts. Say, Father, if you tell me, God said I will not talk. Use your head. This is the month of February. Listen to me. The reason why you are poor is not because God wants it to be so. The devil has no say in this matter. Did you hear me? I said the devil has no say in this matter. I was away for a few days and I just got back. I was away for a few days and where I was lodging, I met a particular brother who is a photographer. And he had also come to that place. He's an intercessor and a photographer. So I came down, you know, I was going to the kitchen to get something to eat. And then I met him having his breakfast. He said, good morning. I waved to him. And as I was going, I turned. And I began to prophesy to him. I didn't know him from anywhere. I began to prophesy to him. I did not even know he was a photographer. By the time I was done with him, 3 hours. Then he now said to me, "Say, sir, I'm moving my business to a new phase. Is it okay if I take a portrait of you?" I said, "No." I said, "I don't have clothes. I don't buy clothes." He said, "Please, sir, I will go home and get my equipment." I said, "Don't stress yourself. But this is my number. The moment I give you my number, I have given you access to me." This guy is a photographer, but prays 4 to 6 hours every day. Now, let that sink. He has no university degree. Lost both parents. So, he didn't have any choice than to embrace the cross of Christ. Because he's a young boy from the East, but he has no one in Lagos. He has lived in Lagos for the last 4 years, lived in duplexes, has never paid one rent. What's the secret? Glekabodo, Zarabada, Vregedeba, Zalada. I said, me, I didn't pray. Nobody give me duplex. So he said, I say, Pastor, it's just God. I said, I want that God. I want that God. You see, God will allocate certain things based on where you are in your life now. And he will reward you for the effort that you have deployed in the midst of not having anything. Now, as I round up, tell your neighbor, everybody has something to give. Find yours. You don't have offering? Remove your shoe. Remove your shoe. That fine earring, remove it. I don't want to see your earring go. I'm just trying to give an example. Everybody has something to give. You cannot even, some people, the same offering since 5 years ago. You see what they are giving out for them. No inflation in God's kingdom. You come late to church, yet you expect God to come early to bless you. Come on, say, I hear you. So go and get this message. It's about management. Go and sell half of those clothes you have in your wardrobe that cost 10,000 and above. Sell it. Use the money to start a business. The business will not fail because you know how you suffered to sell those clothes. You are using 2 iPhones and you say you are broke. You are not broke. You are crying about a plot of land. Sell one. Use the money to start Kankara business. You may not know what Kankara is. But if you beg me, I will tell you. You know Kankara? Ewa, you know Kankara now? Do you know Kankara? Ice block. Ice block is now, sir. Abi? You... Not a sachet water, nylon. You pour water inside nylon. It will now become Kankara. You have learnt a new outside word today. So I'll collect offering for that one. Yeah? Well, you cannot say Kankara, but you can use 2 big phones. And sell it. Nobody's looking for you, don't worry. I guarantee you, nobody's looking for you. Go and sell this, your fine shirt, Michael. Sell it. We'll use it to, I will add money, you start business. Come on, say I'm blessed. Have you learned anything this morning? So you go back home and think. Rearrange anything you don't need, give it out. Just pack clothes in that wardrobe. And you keep saying you don't have clothes, but you have 2 wardrobes. Filled with natives. I'm prophesying now. Bring, oh my God, the Lord is in that direction. Bring, pray in tongues for 1 minute.